Valvoline Instant Oil Change is the quick, easy, trusted place for your next oil change. Valvoline's convenient, no appointment needed. You can even stay in your car while they do the work. You don't have to sit in some waiting room, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their friendly, certified technicians have over 270 hours of training, and they get you in and out fast while performing a thorough, free 18-point maintenance check with your oil change. We got someone here who just experienced this, our own Aaron Blair. Blair, well, how was it?
It was awesome. I took my Jeep Jock Jams in and got a sweet oil change, and I actually brought a book because I thought it would take a while, and they had me in and out in like 15 minutes. It was awesome.
Well, also, you should point out, you can't read.
I can't, so, but I wanted people to think I could.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, maybe somebody hot is there, and they're like, oh, what are you reading? I'm like, oh, and then you know, now I got a date.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think that's not how people meet each other.
Didn't have time for that.
Yeah, so if you see Blair driving around in his beautifully oiled Jock Jams, give him the old thumbs up, or throw a tangerine at him. Anyway, Valvoline, they're doing it right. Visit Valvoline.com/Conan for an exclusive offer towards your next oil change. Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed.
Oh, okay.
And cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hello.
Hi, Effie. Look, Conan, David, Matt.
Wow, hello.
How
so
are you? Really nice to meet you, Effie. Tell us where you're coming from.
I am Zooming from Durham, North Carolina.
No, I meant emotionally.
Oh, well, yikes.
I'm kidding. You're in Durham, North Carolina. North Carolina is beautiful. What a gorgeous state.
It is.
It's
yeah,
really
it's
nice there.
Fall's really the best, mm. Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, it's really nice nice to meet you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Effie.
Okay, well, I live in Durham, North Carolina. I'm originally from Texas. I am a nurse. I've been a nurse for 7 years.
What kind of nurse are you?
I've done a few different types. Currently, I do ICU nursing, but I've done emergency and I've done flight nursing.
Flight nursing?
What's that?
Yeah, that is, it can vary, but I did the type where we did like a helicopter EMS transport. So like...
Whoa.
I worked in rural New Mexico and transported people either from scenes or from hospitals to.
So you're in the you'd be in the chopper trying to take care of the person while you're speeding them to the hospital through the air.
That's right.
That's I don't know why I said through the air, because I think it's pretty obvious that it'd be great if you were on a helicopter, but you were on a flatbed truck and the helicopter was just to let people think they were in a helicopter, but you're driving down the highway. Yeah. And you keep going, whee! Isn't this great? We're flying. So, Effie, now you're an ICU nurse. That's got to be tough, because these are people that have come out of like a massive surgery. They're in rough shape, and that's who you're taking care of?
It is rough a lot of the time, especially in the current state of affairs. But it's also great, you know.
You mean it's current state of affairs because of COVID?
Yeah, like
okay, I didn't know what you meant. Like
burnout.
You know, with the you know, people are sick, and then they know about the recession, and so I'm just like,
right.
I'm just trying to be clear, like which bad thing that's happening is making it more. But yes, of course, it would be COVID. What's that like? I mean, I come into work and act like a fool, and people say, "Good job, see you tomorrow." You're saving lives and taking care of people. That's very intense. You seem, and you're a very young person. That's got to be rough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like I said, it is rough. Terrible at times, awful at times. But also, great and awesome, and I can't imagine doing anything else. So,
well, you're helping people, first of all, which is lovely. That's very cool that you're there. I mean, you're the most important person in people's lives when they're going through that, which is, I would think.
Yeah, it's very, it's a very raw thing. But I mean, it's also just kind of a privilege that not very many people get to kind of experience, a terrible, awful moment with someone as they're going through these things. So, I mean, it is a privilege, while also sometimes feeling totally dejected and awful.
You know, what's funny, I have noticed over time that whatever your job is, and you know, no matter how intense your job is, you're going to find ways to blow off steam. You're going to find ways to offset what the drudgery or the emotional toll of what's happening at work. And I know that you must be doing that at the ICU.
Sure. Yeah, definitely individually. And I think, collectively, with my coworkers, we do that for sure.
So give me an example of what you guys do just for fun, to pass the time, maybe to have a little enjoyment in your job while you're in the ICU.
So,
and we'll hide your identity, like, if we have to.
Yeah. Great.
Because if it involves, you know, taking people's money and stealing their identities while they're out.
No, I won't talk about any of
this. Because this is a sting operation for precisely that. That's what we're pretending to be a podcast. We're here basically to solve crimes. Oh, tell us about that fun thing you do in the ICU. Well, we steal their identities and move.
Your behind whole her. Career has been a deep cover.
Oh, I'm deep cover I'm just here to get Effie.
Okay.
Yeah, my whole career for 35 years in comedy has been a plan to get Effie.
Impressive.
I hatched this long before you were born. That's how far ahead.
Well, kudos to you, I guess. Mm-hmm. So what was the question?
I guess I went on a little bit of a run there about this being a sting operation. What do you do for fun? Right. Like, there must be times when you and the other ICU nurses get together and do something fun.
Yeah, there have been a couple things. Like last week, my coworker and I made up a kind of a rolly chair ballet, if you will. So we did a little interpretive dance.
no patients were so harmed.
No patients were harmed.
Did you guys film it?
No,
can we get a video of that?
Yeah,
we do. We did. It went on the old Instagram. But and you know, like, with some music and stuff, and you know, of course there were alarms going off, but we just used that like to the beat of the dance.
What do you mean alarms?
Yeah,
like,
what do you mean? Of course.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
It's called the Flatline Ballet. It's beautiful. Right. No. Listen, Effie, we joke and we kid, but I know you're a professional. But I also suspect you occasionally use devices that are available to an ICU nurse to have fun. I know you do.
Yeah. No, we do. So I would say a couple months ago, we had a contest that was who can hold the most urine in their bladder. And we had that. I got really dicey.
I'm sorry, but how do you tell, if I can be so crass? You're not evacuating the urine and then peeing and then measuring it, right?
How else would you
know?
No.
We have a bladder scanner device.
The Urinator 7000. Exactly. I have one of these. They're fun. I use them at parties all the time. What I do is I use them. I have one that's portable, and I go up to people and press it against their abdomen and say, you need to use the bathroom.
See, that's an A-lister thing. We can't get those.
Trust me, all the celebrities have them.
Yeah.
And if someone's at the table with me and they say, well, and I'm telling a story, and they say, actually, I've got to go pee. If I suspect that they're cutting out because they don't want to hear more of my story, my seventh story of the night, I use the bladder scanner and I say, no. You've only got a quarter of a liter of urine in your bladder. Sit back down.
I was just about to say, I got to go pee to get out of this.
It comes down. We have one here. Wow. So you used a bladder scanner, and who won?
One of my coworkers, her name is Saheli, and she won with almost a liter.
A liter?
Oh, 10-gallon Saheli won?
Yeah, she sure did.
That's incredible.
She got a prize.
What?
She got the prize of pride. I actually lost the competition. I had like 100 before I broke. And I was dubbed like peanut-sized pea sack.
Wait, can I ask a question? Generally, how long did you all have to wait to do this? Like, how long did you not go to the bathroom to do this?
Hours. Oh, like, yeah. I would say like 6 to 8 hours.
Oh, I'd never make it.
No.
Have you ever used the defibrillators for anything fun?
Like to start a car?
Yeah. Because it can't be a big car, but a four-cylinder. If it was a four-cylinder car, late 1960s Japanese model, you can get it started with defibrillators. Clear! Let's get going. Let's get in that Datsun and go get some beers.
Unfortunately, that's frowned upon.
Oh, that's frowned upon.
That
frowned
is.
Upon. Yeah, but not the old 9-hour pee contest in the corner.
That's probably frowned upon as well.
So, all right, tell us about, if it's okay, I don't want to pry, but your personal life. Are you single? Are you seeing anyone? Are you married? What's up?
Yeah, I'm married.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm only married, yeah.
All right, okay. I didn't ask about happily. I don't know why you started shouting that.
Yeah.
And tell us about your husband.
He is, let's see, we've been together since high school. And some might say high school sweethearts, though I don't think it was really like that. But we've been together, let's see, 12 years.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Go back.
Seems
there.
Like what, there's a story.
Yeah,
there.
What happened there?
We just, he just like wouldn't really give me the time of day at first. Oh. And we didn't get together until like the end of high school. And so we weren't like holding hands through the hall. It was more of like ignoring each other. Type of thing.
Romantic. Well,
so, yeah.
Right? To be fair, my wife wouldn't give me the time of day for the first 6 years of our marriage. And I found it to be highly, that got my attention.
Yeah.
It's just playing hard to get. That's all. It's a story as old as time.
Yeah, he got it, I guess. He did it.
So
he got it.
He got it. Okay. So you got married. And how long have you been married for?
5 years.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. You have a very tough job. What does he do?
He's a psychiatrist.
Whoa. Oh, my God. You married a psychiatrist?
Wait, was he doing
I didn't know he was going to be a psychiatrist.
Was he doing some kind of reverse psychology on you throughout those high school years?
Oh.
That's what he was doing.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, I ignore you. I'm not going to give you the time of day.
Yeah.
And it worked perfectly.
Yeah. He fell right into his hands.
He must be playing mind games with you right now.
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Is it tough being married to a psychiatrist? I would think that would be difficult.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, he's a good listener, which...
Yeah, but he bills you by the hour. That's the
right.
Thanks for listening, honey. No problem. That's $135.
But sometimes, he knows, why you're upset or so he tries to like make you get there and is just really good at like arguing and won't deal with my irrational thoughts. So.
Well, first of all, not all your thoughts are irrational. And I think I think he has put that thought into your head. But I think many of your thoughts, everything you've said so far, excluding how you pass the time in the ICU, has been very rational. And I think he's playing mind games with you to control you.
That's red flag, that one. Though.
Yeah, but he's clearly controlled you throughout high school to get you to marry him. And then now he's controlling you by saying, oh, your thoughts are irrational. And you buy into it. We're here to rescue you, to break you free of this monster. What's his name?
Andres.
Andres. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm going to have a little dossier brought up on Andres. Andres, the psychiatrist. And we know that he's in North Carolina. Okay. Yeah. This is good. I think he's trying to control you and he must be stopped. I do.
I think he's okay.
Okay, I changed my mind. I think he's okay, too.
Okay.
I didn't say I was going to cling to this theory that the minute Gorley went the other way, I was like, yeah, you're probably right. He seems like a cool guy. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where you go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite.
And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. I gotta say, everywhere I go, people are talking about Monopoly Go. And for good reason. It's an absolute hit!
Yeah. I love Monopoly.
People love Monopoly. And look, Monopoly's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest board games ever, okay?
Okay.
But lately, I walk around and I just hear like, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about? And they say, we're playing Monopoly Go. You can play it with your family, your friends. It's a straight delight. There's always something new to do. Partner events where you can build on each other's boards and crazy tournaments with team events you can recruit your friends for, or you can just compete to outdo them all on the leaderboards. Mm. And when you're not messing with your family and friends, Monopoly Go is always throwing new stuff at you. They have taken Monopoly to the next level. I didn't think Monopoly had to go to the next level, but they did. There's timed events like massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts and or money sprees that have fun new mini games. Plus, with tons of rewards to collect, like stickers for trading with friends and hilarious emojis that are perfect for gloating, there's always a reason to dip back in.
Yeah.
Man, they cracked it, you know?
They did.
So join the fun. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Boy. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all sometimes have issues or things we need to talk about, get off our chest. I have that all the time, don't you, Sona?
I do.
Yeah, and we need people to talk to. And we carry around different stressors. We carry big stressors. We carry small stressors. I was raised in a culture where you're supposed to kind of bottle it up, and I've learned over time that that's not the best thing to do. If you do let things rattle around in there for a while without talking it out, it can affect your life very negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space where you can get things off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. BetterHelp's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. A lot of people have a barrier towards getting therapy because they think, well, I don't know, I've got to find the person, talk to them. What if it's not a good match? Then it's awkward. None of that. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Conan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Conan.
Effie, do you have a question for Conan at all?
I do.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Where do you get off?
Where do you get off talking about my husband with no information?
We come to find out he's actually feeding her cue cards. Yeah. Controlling what she says.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is.
Yes. My question is, in the hospital, in the ICU, we have a lot of conversations, obviously, when things get tough about kind of, where you want your life to go and what you want from your life. And, if it all kind of, if things get taken away from you. So in the event that things go south for you, Conan, if.
What do you mean if? what year? I mean, I can name 7 periods of my career where they went clearly south for me.
I mean, medically south.
Like, oh, medically south.
Yeah. So what are your dying wishes and when do we pull the plug?
Well, first of all.
Let me write this down, by the way.
Detailed notes.
Speaking of earlier, my wife wants to pull the plug constantly. She's like, let's insert a plug and then pull it. I'm fine. That's a powerful question. And I do think Girlie's going to probably go and find this episode when the time comes.
That's right.
Which, if Girlie gets his wish, will be very soon. That's an interesting question.
Conan's directive.
This is my directive. So what are my last wishes?
Witnessed by David.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Here we go. My last wishes are I wish to be immortalized with a giant statue.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you wish to be immortal.
Just it there.
Wishes.
No. I've looked into it.
That.
It's too late for that. I would like a big over-the-top funeral. I would like a large statue to be unveiled of me on horseback, even though in life I didn't ride horses. I want to be treated with full military honors, even though I did not serve in the military. Every branch.
Oh, my God.
I want jets going overhead. I want...
Coast Guard as well?
Coast Guard. I want a full Coast Guard salute. It's got to be done near the water so that there can be guns firing from... And some people are very humble and they just want, I just want a simple casket and I'm going completely the other way. Okay. I want honors that I'm not entitled to in life.
Yeah.
I want to get them in death.
Okay.
And I want there to be a national day of mourning. And I want I also want my casket to tour the country.
Oh my God.
Lincoln's toured the country for several weeks after he died, after he was shot. It took this train trip all around the country and people could go and see Lincoln. I want mine to travel to tour for like Aerosmith. I want it to be 2.5 years, a 2.5 year tour. And I wanted to go to Tokyo. I want to go through most of the European cities.
International.
Oh, international. Okay. Yeah. I want to go everywhere. I just want there to be a huge fuss.
Would you mind if this tour is just connected to an Aerosmith tour?
It's fine. That would be fantastic.
Oh, okay.
In life, Conan right. gave his all. And now, loving an elevator.
Okay.
Living it up and I'm going. I said, yeah. And then they bring my body out and they...
like Weekend at Bernie's.
Usually you look better than Steven Tyler.
Yeah, exactly. Put some Steven Tyler scarves around me. And then using some of the defibrillator technology, get me moving around the stage, Just shoot me up through of electricity. I love that. I love that. So those are my last wishes.
Okay.
And pull the plug. I just think wait till you hear from my tour manager. When it's time to go, I want to go, I want to make sure we sell out completely. So once we've sold out the tour, even if I'm starting to recover, make sure I'm killed. Let's put a pillow over my head and get me out.
All right,
let's sign these. But we're talking, this is going to be a very expensive international funeral / Aerosmith tour. And he's really drawing up a contract and signing it. Okay.
Yeah.
I worry now.
This is official now.
Yeah.
Adam is already looking into ticket sales over there on the
corner.
He
already sold it.
Yeah. I'm worried now this is going to get me killed.
The tour starts on Monday.
Yeah. We just got such a good rate.
You just
got
to sign here and
all right. I'm going to sign this.
Done.
I'm going to sign this right here. And then you need to witness this. Okay. This is my directive. This is my signature. Can you see this? pretty well, Effie. This is the whole directive.
Oh,
is,
yeah. Wow.
Okay. And we need you to verbally agree that you, and then I'll put your name down. Okay.
Okay, great.
Do you verbally agree that this meets with your approval?
I do. Yeah. We'll make a copy of it, put it in the chart.
She can be our nurse on tour.
Oh, yeah. You defibrillate.
Oh, yeah.
To dance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would be glad to do that.
You know what the one reason I want to be a doctor is, Effie? And my dad's a doctor, and I never went into it. But the one thing I would love to do is walk into a room and pick up a chart, that move, and look at it. Look at the chart and then start saying things. Just looking at charts, I love that move. Coming into a room, it feels so powerful. Yeah. And then saying things to the patient that in my case would not be true.
Like what?
Well, surgery was an overwhelming success. We did have one.
That's not true.
I know. Oh, God.
We did have one issue. We found an old train pocket watch in your rectum.
Grandfather's still ticking.
I just love to say, I love it. Anything officious that involves papers and a clipboard, I love. I've always loved that. And I've always wanted to go in. And when I walk in just to visit friends, I always pick up their chart and start going through it. These potassium levels are most alarming. I'm going to put you on 7 cc's of cytosylphil.
Jeez.
And let's check your resting heart rate in 4 hours after you run up a hill with a bank safe on your back. Nurse, thank you. I'll be on my rounds now. I mean, wouldn't I be good at that, Effie?
I question that, Conan. I do.
Wow. Not a ringing endorsement from Effie.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's...
I do think you'd have something to offer, I'm sure. Like, you know, nice. Entertainment or...
Come on. I'd be a lot of fun around the ICU, wouldn't I?
I think so. You know, we actually have an order that...
I'm an international superstar. Where do you see my funeral?
That's true.
Oh, no. Let me get another piece of paper. Yeah.
So I think I would have a good time hanging out at the ICU. I think I'd bring a lot of smiles to some faces.
I think so. We have an order that says we can put in that says musician to bedside, and we could just put one in that says Conan to bedside.
Yes.
And we could just show up.
You know the way they have service animals that come and visit an ICU? You should have a service Conan. And I just come in and I have that little red vest on and I get up on the bed and I slobber them.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
No.
Oh, right.
They're with you until the slobber.
Yeah. Okay. No, I wasn't with him ever.
Yeah, okay. No, he just didn't like the whole idea of me even talking to Effie.
Yeah.
Well, Effie, I like you a lot. You seem very cool. I think you're a fine person. I love what you're doing for a living. You're helping so many people, and that is very impressive. I worry somewhat that Andre's controlling you.
I'm going to think about that.
Yeah. Well, then he's going to say one or two very clever things that get you not to think about it, because that's Andres' power. Man. Yeah. But he's lucky to have you. He's a lucky man. And I'm serious. He really is. Yeah. And you seem like a very, well, I'll tell him, you know,
as soon as
as soon as he gets home from pretending to be a psychiatrist, because he just tells you he does that. He just goes and hangs out at the train station and eats a ham sandwich and then comes home. It was a difficult day. Many interesting patients.
Admit it. You've never seen a paycheck from him.
That's true.
Yeah.
I never have. He just says that it's there.
Trust me, go to the train station tomorrow.
Put a ham sandwich on a little fishing pole.
You'll see him there. You know, I love how we've already reduced him to a guy that loves his ham sandwich and will follow one attached to a fishing pole. We're idiots, Effie, and you've wasted your time with us, but we're fans of yours. You're a very cool person, so thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, guys. Can I take a screenshot?
Sure.
Is that a thing?
Is everyone ready? How do we stop that?
Look at the camera.
Yeah.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yoo-hoo!
Very cute.
Did it come out?
Yeah, it came out great.
Of course, your friends will tell you just made that.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy.
Photoshop.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Last thing, I promise. Oh. My friend sent me a text about a dream that she had with you in it. And it says...
hello. Please be sexual. Please be sexual.
God.
Not quite. It says, I had a dream.
Damn it! This is so my life.
It says,
Conan had a seeping wound.
It says, I had a dream last night that you and I invited Conan to a barbecue. he showed up and then we ignored him the entire time.
Oh,
wow.
That is the opposite of sexual.
What an erotic tour de force.
Yeah, wait. Also, was this Andres that sent this to you? Ignored?
No. Okay. No.
Well, you tell your friend, I'd be impossible to ignore.
Yeah.
Impossible. Because whatever you guys think of me from afar, in person, I'm told I'm incredibly magnetic. Isn't that right, David?
What?
Go back to sipping your water, David.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to get some real backup here next time. Yeah. But Effie, tell your friend we said hi, and I hope we see you on down the road.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks, Effie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.